Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tell Me Your Life Story. Grandma a Grandmother's Guided Journal and Memory Keepsake Book is a guided memory journal designed for grandmothers to record their life stories through structured prompts. Written by questions about me and published as part of the Tell Me Your Life Story series, it is less a narrative book than an interactive legacy project. The book organizes more than 200 questions around major stages of life, helping the writer move from childhood and family background to adulthood, relationships, work, personal values, and reflections. Its purpose is practical and archival to preserve family history, personal memories, and life lessons in a form that can be handed down to children and grandchildren. As a gift book, it serves both as a writing companion and as a keepsake object, making it especially suited to families seeking a meaningful way to document a grandmother's experiences while deepening intergenerational connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured prompt format turns memory sharing into an organized legacy project. The central design choice in this book is its guided question format. Instead of asking a grandmother to assemble a memoir from scratch, it supplies a large set of prompts that break memory into manageable pieces. This matters because life writing can be intimidating when approached as a blank page task, especially for older adults who may want to record stories but not know where to begin. By organizing questions into life stages, the book creates a sequence that supports recall and reduces friction. The structure also improves completeness. It encourages the writer to move beyond a few favorite anecdotes and instead cover family background, formative experiences, relationships, milestones, and personal reflections. In effect, the journal functions like a framework for oral history, but in written form. That makes it useful not only for preserving stories, but also for revealing patterns across a life, since each prompt invites recollection with a different focus. The result is a record that feels curated rather than improvised, while still leaving the grandmother's own voice at the center. Secondly, more than 2,000 prompts encourage broad coverage across a full lifetime. The book scale is one of its defining features. With over 200 prompts, it offers enough range to cover many dimensions of a grandmother's life without reducing the process to a handful of surface-level questions. The breadth matters because a person's story is usually uneven. Some periods are rich with detail, while others are hard to access or easier to overlook. A large prompt set increases the chances that meaningful memories will surface, including ordinary experiences that often disappear from family history. The prompts are also valuable because they support gradual completion. The book does not require a single sitting or a predetermined writing style. It can be revisited over time, allowing the writer to answer selectively or return later with new recollections. This makes the journal more realistic than a memoir project that demands sustained literary effort. Its emphasis is not on polished prose, but on accumulation, creating a layered record of experiences, preferences, relationships, and lessons. That accumulation gives the finished book value as a historical object as well as a personal one. Thirdly, family history preservation is the book's main practical purpose. At its core, the journal is built to preserve family history before it fades. The book responds to a common problem in family life. Much of what older relatives know is remembered informally, shared in fragments, and eventually lost. By inviting a grandmother to document her own story, the journal converts private memory into a durable record that can outlast conversation alone. This gives the book significance beyond entertainment or gifting. It becomes a preservation tool that can capture names, places, routines, relationships, and values that younger generations may never otherwise learn. The practical benefit is especially strong in families where grandchildren live far away or only encounter older relatives occasionally. In those cases, the journal acts as a repository for stories that might not emerge in ordinary visits. It also helps families see the grandmother not only in her present role, but as a person shaped by earlier decades of change, challenge, and continuity. That shift in perspective is one of the book's strongest contributions, because it turns memory keeping into a form of family documentation. Fourthly, the book works as an intergenerational conversation starter, not just a writing exercise, although the journal is meant to be completed by one person. Its real use often extends into family interaction. Reviews and product descriptions consistently frame it as something grandchildren can give, discuss, and revisit with their grandmother, which makes the book a social object as much as a private one. The prompts create natural entry points for conversation because they replace vague questions like "Tell me about your life" with more specific invitations to remember school years, parents, work, love, and defining events. That specificity matters. Many older relatives are willing to talk, but they may need a prompt that narrows the subject enough to make recollection easier. The journal therefore becomes a bridge between generations, helping younger family members ask better questions and listen more intentionally. it also changes the tone of family visits by giving them a shared activity with a tangible outcome. Instead of a temporary exchange, the conversation produces a lasting keepsake. In that sense, the book is designed not only to preserve stories, but also to make family storytelling more likely to happen in the first place. Lastly, its gift book design gives the journal emotional value and long-term keepsake appeal. The physical presentation of the book is an important part of its identity. It is designed to be given as a thoughtful present for occasions such as birthdays, Mother's Day, Grandparents' Day, Christmas, or other family milestones. This gift book positioning matters because it gives the journal a clear emotional function. It signals that the recipient's life story is worth documenting. That can make the writing process feel more meaningful than ordinary note-taking. The keepsake quality also distinguishes it from digital memory apps or loose question lists. Since the finished book becomes a single, durable object that can be stored, reread, and passed down. Because the prompts are already built into the format, the book lowers the barrier to participation while still producing something personal. Its appeal is not tied to literary skill, but to the value of a handwritten record. That makes it especially suitable for families looking for an heirloom-like object rather than a fast consumption product. The gift aspect and the archival aspect reinforce each other, giving the journal both immediate sentimental value and long-term historical worth. In conclusion, Tell Me Your Life Story, Grandma is best suited for families who want a practical way to preserve a grandmother's memories, and for grandmothers who are willing to reflect on their lives in a guided, low-pressure format. It is especially useful for people who want more than a sentimental gift and are looking for a structured way to capture family history, personal lessons, and stories that might otherwise go unrecorded. The main benefit of the book is its accessibility. The prompts make life writing manageable, while the organization helps ensure that important phases of life are not skipped. It also offers a clear interpersonal benefit, because it can turn visits into meaningful conversations and help younger generations know an older relative more fully. Compared with many similar memory books, this title stands out for its large prompt set, its life stage structure, and its strong emphasis on becoming a finished keepsake rather than a casual activity book. In the guided journal category, that combination of usability, emotional purpose, and archival value is what makes it distinctive. If you would like to support Questions About Me, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.